Town Mom. Welcome to another episode of the Chad Prather Show. Here from the Mothership, which is Studio 22, where we are asking all protesters to please, because of COVID-19, work from home and destroy your own crap. Candice, the queen of the Ethiopians, the puppet master Mark, driving us into the nether regions of all things. Oh, I don't even know. 2020, it's a shite show. It really is. Hot news, Natalie. Welcome back from your vacation. Your
Thanks.
Vacation of vacations.
Oh, it was so good.
You have so many vacations.
No.
Gun sales must be good over at Texas Gun Experience. You guys stay on the go.
No, there's a big debt still. So.
Is there? Yeah, well, that's okay. At least you got a little, little walking around money.
Yeah.
Walking around money. In a world where chaos has broken loose and black people exist, in St. Louis, Ken and Karen take to the streets. All they wanted to do was grill. I'm loving that video of that old boy coming out. I mean, they just had their house renovated, and this place is like a freaking museum. It's massive there in St. Louis, and they came in the gated community, and old boy come out there with his AR-15 and his pink polo shirt, and his wife's out there, and there's chilotas or whatever you call those. And her little 380 pistol, and she's holding it. She's got her booger hook on the bang-bang switch and just holding that thing, ready to go. People are like, they need to learn muzzle control. I was like, no, they all out meant to shoot people. They yeah. were ready to go to war. They drew first blood, not me, in a world where Rambo now wears loafers. It was great. It was great. That's the silent majority, folks. You're going to see more and more of that stuff.
There's more of that around.
Don't bring it to the suburbs. I'm telling you, don't bring it to the suburbs. I can't tell you enough, man. The people that want to be left alone want to be left alone. And the day you stop leaving them alone, it's going to be bad. It really is going to be bad. It's going to be a big week of shows. We got some fun stuff in store for you. You guys are sitting awful close together.
Hey, we like each
other. Texas legend Steve Helms and Party FL Steve. We were down on the Third Coast. We caught some fish this weekend. It was fun.
We did.
We were down there with Captain Doug Stanford, piratesofthebay.com. He's a great guide. He's a great dude, man.
I love him. First off, had the Make America Great hat on, or Trump hat on.
We had a Trump 2020
yeah,
hat
Trump
on.
Trump 2020 hat on.
And he was excited we were there, man. He was, but I probably shouldn't tell this, but he had canceled some other clients because he heard we were coming and was willing to take us out. So I didn't know that until later. I wouldn't have done it, but I'm glad we did, because I'm gonna start making trips down to Rockport and Port Aransas more just to go see Doug. We caught some reds and some snapper and some trout, and we were looking for the ever elusive flounder, and we couldn't get
it. No flounder.
Yeah.
Well, it's weird because I was supposed to go down there and my trip canceled. So I guess.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Hey, buddy. We're going to talk about Texas. We're going to talk about a number of different crazy headlines that are out there. I'm in a mood. I really am. And if you saw my live feed video on Facebook this morning, you know where I'm at, where I stand on this. Texas, they've closed it down. We're going to get into that in a big, big way because I'm just pissed off.
I can tell.
I'm just, you know, in my gracious kind of way, I'm pissed off. But I got some things to say about it. It'll probably backfire. It always does. But I'm in a mood, Candice. Oh, my gosh. Were y'all ready to get in this thing? Y'all ready
yes.
to have some fun? All right. We're going to take a quick break. We don't have any ad reads, no sponsors today. It's a free-for-all, people. It is a free-for-all. Hang tight. We'll be right back. Hey, you know what? There's two things that exist. If masks work, then you shouldn't have to shut anything down. If masks don't work, then you shouldn't have to wear one. Right?
Right.
We went to a certain place down in Rockport, Texas. They wouldn't let us in. We
Liquor
take
store.
It for granted. We take it for granted around here because there's a lot of places. But we did. We went to a store, and the guy was at the door waiting. And I'm not one of those guys that's just going to be like, well, if I have to wear a mask, I'm leaving. I'm just going to put the mask on. I wear the neck gaiter, and I put it up over my face because I'm not going to inconvenience anybody else, and I'm not going to be inconvenienced. Now, if you get to a point like Nancy Pelosi, who says she wants to mandate masks nationally, that I have an issue with, okay? because I've read a couple of things that really disturb me, whether they're true or not, that disturbs me that even the thought is out there. Which Nancy Pelosi, she's been breathing through a rubber face for so long, it's not that big of a deal for her to wear a mask. She doesn't even wear the thing right. Her face is melting. It's literally melting. She's got great boobs, though. Those are fake. Those are bolt-ons, and I won't get into that. And I won't tell you why I was looking, but I was looking. Hey, man. Listen.
What you do on your spare time?
Guys want to see them all, right? You want to see them all. Let's just admit it, right? You want to see them all. I don't care if it's an 88-year-old woman who's just sagging and she's got to lift her dress to show you the tips. I want to see them all. So that's the thing. And I'm just an honest guy. I'm just an honest guy. Boob lives matter.
Bolt-ons.
Bolt-ons.
I just pictured the pit crew.
They were store-bought. But I will say this. You know, this whole mask thing, you've got to stop that microphone. So many things are happening in my head right now. The issues are never the issues. Like, one of the things that I read is that they're wanting to actually start labeling people who refuse to wear a mask as having a mental illness. Now, that's messed up. That is messed up. Like, they want to give you a official classification that if you refuse to wear a mask, you actually have a mental illness.
That might be an upgrade from what I've been called. Like, I'll take it.
I was
going to
say.
Everyone knows I've had a mental illness long before I refused to wear masks.
I mean, I've got one. But, I mean, I'm thoroughly medicated, but I will tell you, it's like that doesn't offend me, but that's where it starts to get real for me when I start looking at stuff like this. It bugs me, Candace. It bugs me. Oh my gosh, let me lift this microphone up and get comfortable because I'm going to rant and rave like a crazy wild man.
Something you said on that rant that I saw a post after that was that you said, nobody's dying. And you kept saying, nobody's dying, nobody's dying. And of course, naturally, I know someone on the post below, people were writing, I know someone who's died. You can't say that. You want to write back and say it's statistically.
Statistically.
Right. Explain
and
that.
Let me just give you a great point. I've made this point over and over again. Whenever you make a general statement talking about statistics, that's talking about the general population. It's not isolating one person and saying, you don't know anyone that's died. Or we all know people who have died of something. Right. But we're talking general statistics. People, as a general rule, aren't dying when you have less than 2% of a mortality rate. So you have Texas, who is now, and let me just preface this for those of you who don't live in Texas, but you're seeing it's also happening in California. You got Dallas, Austin, and Houston. Those are the problem children in Texas, right? I love the cities. They're our sisters. We can make fun of them because they're in the family. But Dallas, Austin, and Houston, those are the problem childs. There's always, if you read something that's going on, it's Dallas, Austin, and Houston, sometimes San Antonio, but generally it's Dallas, Austin, and Houston. And so you have 23 million Texans who are here that are being affected by roughly, you know, 12 million of those. Half the population of Texas probably is in the majority of those cities. So it's affecting a lot of people in Texas that are out there. Because of their nonsense. So they have protests out in the street, thousands of people still right now protesting in the streets, and they're together. They're not social distancing. They're not wearing masks. They're not doing any of that stuff. They're out there sharing each other's cooties and germs, and God knows what they're sharing. And we've seen a spike that's gone up in cases in Texas for coronavirus. There's also been rapid testings that have been implemented, so more people are getting tested, and you know how that's going to go. You're going to have more positives that are hit. But what you have to look at is the other side of the coin, and that is the fact that mortality rates have gone down, significantly down, which is also going to happen when you have more tests. With more tests, you're going to show that the mortality rate is less and the positivity rate is higher. Those things are going to happen. So what does Governor Abbott do? He caves to the pressure. And what does he do? He goes after the hardworking Texans that are out there trying to make a living. They're entrepreneurs. They're small business owners. They are independents. They're self-employed. And I'm talking about the bar owners, the venue owners, the musicians, the performers, all of these people who go out there and keep Texas entertained. We are known for the entertainment of Texas. If I say Texas, you think Willie Nelson. You think Stevie Ray Vaughan. You think ZZ Top. I could go on and on and on with this stuff, right? So they're shutting that down. Shut it down. Steve Helms can't go to work. Steve Helms can't go to work.
Can't do it.
Party Foul Steve and I, we can't go to work. We can't get out on the road. We can't do this. Can't do live shows. Now we're having to recancel things. So do you realize what that does to our business? Not only are we've already postponed it, now we're postponing it again.
Right.
So we look like jackasses in this whole thing. And here was the issue. Deep breath. He made this edict from on high, Governor Greg Abbott did, on a Friday, shut it down on a Friday. So everything's got to close down on a Friday. You had bands that were traveling to their gig. That costs money. You had folks who showed up ready to play, couldn't play. Now they got to turn around and go home, pack it back up. That costs money. You have venue owners who have paid deposits. You have venue owners who have purchased their alcohol sales for the weekend. I mean, trust me, as a small business owner, I know what it takes to invest in something that you hope is going to turn around and make a profit so that you can invest that again and make another profit. That's the way entrepreneurial spirit works. That's the American dream, people that go out there and do that. So you're going to shut this thing down. Couldn't wait till Monday, really? You couldn't wait till Monday? We're not talking about going to a live music venue and having a mosh pit where everybody's trading bodily fluids. We're talking about people sitting out there drinking beer, having a shot of whiskey, and listening to some good Texas music. That's in general what we're talking about. This, you know, it's not a crazy orgy that's going on in these places. What were you going to say?
I was going to say also how many hotel rooms were booked
right
for all these musicians. You know what I mean? I mean, you have 24-hour cancellation. That was 12 hours, dude.
Yeah.
We had 12 hours. I was driving in from Houston. I played Thursday night in Houston and was hauling ass back Friday to get to Azle. I had a show that night. It was an acoustic show because it's still 50% capacity, but still, it was money. It was my job.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can hear all the black and white hard asses, and I'm not talking about skin color. I'm talking about those of you who only see the world in black and white. You know, well, you guys just need to get a real job and see what it's all about. Well, first of all, most of us do a job you can't do. And if you did the job we do, you wouldn't like it because we put up with a lot of stuff that you don't want to put up with. And I promise you, you try to keep up with what we do in the world of entertainment, and I'll throw you out there because not only do you have to do the work of getting there, doing the work of setting up, the tearing down, of dealing with the people, you got to actually perform for several hours. So you jump on stage and you tell me how easy that is, stage fright, because it's tough. It's tough to go out there and deal with people in and out, different place, every day, dealing with different management, different styles, different opinions. You got some venue owners that are asses. You got some that are sweet. You never know what you're going to walk into. You got fights that break out. You got people that are heckling you. You got people calling you names. It's a job, I'm telling you. Then you know what you got to do. You got to get on the damn phone, and you got to start booking next month's shows and 6 months down the road shows. Then you got to start calling them back and make sure those shows are still going to happen. You got to sign the contracts. You got to cross every T, dot every I. There's a lot that goes on here.
Not to mention sound engineering. What if something goes wrong? Your show's happening at 9 or 10 p.m., whether you like it or not, and you got to fix the sound.
And then you got to deal with that. And if it ain't right, then now you got bad reviews. People say, man, I came to your show the other day.
That guy was awful.
The beer was warm, and I ain't never coming to a Steve Helms show again. Well, Steve, it wasn't his responsibility to put the damn beer on ice, right? So there's an element to this thing. There's a reason why entertainers make as much money as they make when they make it, right? When they make it. Because you can't go out and write a hit song. Steve Helms has written a lot of hit songs. You can't go out and write a hit song. I can't go out and write a hit song. I can parody other people's hit songs. I'm good at that. I can write the lyrics to parody somebody else's hit songs. But there's I'm ranting and raving because I'm just telling you, it's still a job. When you pay your truck payment, you pay your mortgage.
It's real money.
It's real money.
Yeah, it's a real job.
The bank really counts what he does as a real job. You know what? The IRS does too.
Yeah,
so I think the TABC, who, by the way, you bunch of Gestapo, Texas Alcohol, whatever that stands for, listen, the folks that license the bars to go out there and sell their alcohol, the TABC is now coming into these venues and fining them and putting them out of business for 30 days. Do you know how many messages I've gotten in the last 12 hours of places all across Texas who are saying, we've never had a TABC violation in our existence, but because we were in there serving food and some alcohol was with it and stuff like that, the TABC came in and shut us down for 30 days. That is Gestapo crap right there. That is some dictatorship that's happening. I don't like it. I am opposed to it, and whatever. Now I'm ready to protest.
Yeah.
'Cause you're hurting people. You're putting people under. You're rewarding these jobless assholes who are out here tearing down statues and spray painting stuff and complaining about the name that's on a school that's been there for 50 years, but yet you want to take people who are out there busting their butts getting up and down the road to go do work. You're punishing them. You're putting people under.
Now these businesses are concerned about defaulting on loans. And
they are. And Trey Chapman sat right there. Trey's chow down. Trey Chapman sat right there. And Trey always knows the restaurants that are opening up. And he said, man, there's a bunch of them that ain't coming back.
That's right.
After this. He said, there's a bunch that ain't coming back. These are people. So now what do you want to do, taxpayer? Because now they're going to have to draw unemployment. Now they're going to have to dig into a pension. Now they're going to have to start closing out their 401k. What are they going to do? This is nonsense. And again, back to the point, all over a statistical non-existent thing. Do I know people that are sick with coronavirus? I sure do. I sure do. Have I heard the tales about people who are dying? I sure have. But I'm not talking about on an individual basis. I'm talking about something that kills less than 2% of the people. And people say, well, look what happened in New York. New York has obeyed all the rules, and now look where. Well, New York still ain't open, even though the thing has declined, right? And don't even get me started on Andrew Cuomo launching people into the nursing homes and killing 6,000 people. Forget about that. But they had their spike, and now they're coming down. You know what? Texas is hitting a spike, and now it's coming down. All right, so we get up to 11,000 cases. Watch, it's going to start coming down. And it's not because of the mask, because if you tell me the mask works, okay, the mask works if I spit at you, right? But the mask, I mean, we go into Buc-ee's the other day. We're in Buc-ee's. There's nobody in the bars. You can't go to the bars. You can't go to the venue. But you can go in Buc-ee's by the thousands.
Yep.
You can go shopping in Buc-ee's. You got a line waiting around the room for people to go in there and take a dump in the cleanest bathrooms in the world. And they're holding their masks on. Like, dear God, I'm in public. They're holding their masks on. Well, either the mask works or it doesn't. You shouldn't have to press it against your face. My God, you people are weird. And so I'm like, you're going to die of something. Something. Oh my God, I'm in the Buc-ee's.
It amazes.
Don't go in the Buc-ee's.
It amazes me when I see somebody pull their mask down to take a puff off their cigarette. Yeah. And they put their mask back on.
We saw a guy in Rockport the other day. He was trying to eat dinner with the mask on. I mean, come on, man. Come on.
One of my dear friends just lost his father to coronavirus, and on his Facebook, all it says is Open Texas. He lost his own dad. Yeah. He's like, you've got to open up our country. You have to.
How many more people? And again, you want to talk about statistical rise in death. Start looking at the suicides. Start looking at the murders. Start looking at the violent crime. Start looking at the burglaries, the thefts, all of these things, the arson. All of this stuff has gone up. Mm-hmm. It's gone up.
I did find one positive thing, though. They were talking about the bars and all the young people gathered together in the bars, kind of caused it. So now I'm considered young.
So. And drunk.
And drunk.
But that ain't COVID. There you go. But either the masks work, and if the masks work, then you don't have to shut down. And I get it. I've heard you folks who are saying, yeah, well, then why do they wear masks in the hospital? First of all, they wear masks in the hospital to protect the patient from this crap that's coming out of them when they're operating on them. But you understand that surgeons and doctors and nurses and folks who do work with patients, they are trained to not do what you're doing all the time, and that is touch your mask. Doesn't matter if your nose itches. If you're doing surgery, you don't scratch your nose.
You don't touch anything. You maintain a sterile field.
Yep. Sterile field. You don't touch anything. They are trained. They are harassed. They are ridiculed. They are put through the exercises to never touch that mask. You're not operating in a sterile environment. You're just not doing it.
Let a nurse teach you how to wash your hands.
Right.
You'll be there
you
for a long time.
You ever scrubbed in for surgery? You ain't washing your hands right. I can tell you that.
Well, the main thing, too, though, is a doctor comes into your room. He puts a mask on and gloves. When he leaves your room, he throws that shit away.
Right. Yeah.
You've got the same mask on for 18 hours and you put it on the dashboard of your truck, and then tomorrow you get up and you put the same mask on.
Yeah,
it's not doing any good.
That 60% plus alcohol stuff you're keeping on the dashboard, it'll burn your truck down. Be right back. So So I'm hearing stories of people with this bacterial hand sanitizer stuff. A lot of it's being made in the distilleries right now, and a lot of it has over 60% alcohol in it. Don't put it on the dashboard of your car or your truck because it gets really, really hot and it will combust. There are people out there who have either burn marks on their dashboard or their car has burned down. This happens, folks. So you guys trying to save your lives, and there's things you just don't know. I mean, like, you don't know what you don't know. And I talked to three people this week. They're like, oh, yeah, I know somebody whose truck burned down. Just burned it because they left the – and Steve's over there figuring out ways to collect insurance money. But, no, I'm just – it's crazy. Do we want anybody to die? No. We shouldn't have to say that. Do we want anybody sick? No. I know people right now who are sick. Mm-hmm. They're flu-like sick with coronavirus. Mm-hmm. There's no telling how many people you've come in contact just in the last month Correct. Who are positive. But you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know.
And they may not even know.
And look, folks, at some point in time, there's a good chance every single darn one of us is going to get sick from this thing because it's never going to go away. 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 It's here. It's with us now. So every time we have an outbreak, you're going to shut down the bars? Shut down the restaurants?
It's impossible for us to think that we're not going to get it.
Right.
They've already told you there's no cure.
Right.
It spreads like whatever.
Right.
We're all going to have it.
So Bill Gates and Melinda Gates come out with their statement about the vaccine just a few days ago. Melinda Gates, who's just going on, and you would think if I was worth like $40 billion, I could, never mind. Anyway, I was going to make a, never mind. I'm not going to say anything about Melinda Gates. I was going to be mean, and I don't want to be mean. So.
Be a little mean.
No, I don't want to be
mean. He wants to be.
I don't want to be mean. But I don't like these people. I don't like these people. They have an agenda. The issue is never the issue. They sound like they're saving lives, but are they really? So they say that when the vaccine comes out, and this is what she said. She said, first of all, the frontline healthcare workers should get it first. She said, and then blacks and indigenous people. Do you realize the potential nightmare that could be when
that's
that
racist.
Thing
that's
F's
racist.
Up and people start dying from the vaccine? And then everybody says, well, why did you use black people and Native Americans for guinea pigs? This is stupid. You see, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. It just keeps recycling. It just goes in a circular deal because we're so stupid. We think we're doing this good thing. Well, let's give it to the black community first because they're so oppressed. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That makes sense. Let's kill the black community because they're oppressed. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
I do.
Oh, man. Got to open Texas. Herd immunity. You're not going to get it. You're not going to get it. Not going to get it. Not going to get it. Do masks serve a purpose? Sure they do. Do they serve a function? Sure they do. But I promise you, when I was forced to put that neck gaiter up over my face and go into that store the other day, it wasn't blocking a damn thing. Nothing. Unless maybe I sneezed and it caught the bulk of it. But I guarantee if you put your hand out here, you'd have felt it.
Mm-hmm.
They're a fashion statement. I saw some pretty cool masks in Bucky's. People wearing them.
Well, Rolling Stones, man. These guys, are they still alive? I mean, Keith Richards doesn't wear a mask. He doesn't wear a mask. Rolling Stones, where are my glasses? Twitterbird. Just want to make sure y'all know he's still alive. Twitterbird doesn't wear a mask. And let me tell you, mass exodus from Twitter over this past week over to Parler, our friends at Parler. I'm at Watch Chad. If you want to go follow me there, Parler's where it's at. Let me tell you something, I ain't pulling no punches on Parler. I've gotten straight. Some people will be like, oh, Chad, I don't like what you've got to say. Don't follow me on Parler then, because it's real on Parler. At Parler. And the reason everybody went over there is because our buddy, and I'll be with him this week in South Dakota, Carpe Donctum, at Carpe Donctum. Who he makes memes that the president shares a lot. Well, they permanently banned him, suspended him from Twitter. So in protest, we all went over to Parler. I mean, we were already on Parler, but now we're like, screw Twitter, we're gone. And it's been nice because we don't have to deal with the idiots over there. I mean, some of those folks are trolls are showing up like little cancer cells, but it's okay. It's okay. We've taken over on that place. It's been a nice thing. And they're like, oh, you had to go get your safe space. No, we just want to have an educated conversation. And have fun without you jumping in the middle of it as a troll and complaining about every single damn thing.
Well, that just means they got to have a piece of your biscuit, too.
Yeah, everybody wants that nasty biscuit, yep. Man. So, you know, that's the whole thing. But I mean, I get so sick of on Twitter when you say something and somebody comes out and it's completely not anything that you were talking about, and they want to create an argument out of something you didn't even say. It'll happen that way on. It's already happened a little bit on Parler, but I like it. I'm getting used to it. I like it. Anyway, because I looked and I was like, "Dang, man, I'm starting to get a lot of followers on Parler. What's going on?" And I saw that donked him. So the Rolling Stones, they're threatening to sue Trump for using their songs at rallies. Oh, my Lord, have mercy. The BMI. Are you BMI? ASCAP, BMI?
BMI.
I'm BMI. They have notified the Trump campaign on behalf of the Stones that unauthorized use of their songs will constitute a breach of its licensing agreement. So that's so dumb. So they're doing, you can't always get what you want. Close out the rally in Tulsa. That ain't the first time I think they've pulled that little trick. Different bands, you know.
Well, they also,
I just don't see how you have a leg to stand on that. I mean, if you're paying the BMI royalties to use music, how can they sue you for that?
Honestly, I don't think they can.
I mean, I don't think you can. I mean, wouldn't you love... I mean, if I do a parody song of, let's say, a Garth Brooks song on stage, I record that as having done the song. I played his song on stage live with BMI.
But look what it did, though. You're talking about the Rolling Stones. Not that they need to stay relevant, but I mean, that they're brought back up into...
No, I get that. I mean, it's just like the Dixie Chicks changing their name to the Chicks. Nobody's talking about the Chixie Dicks. But now everybody's talking about them. Faith Hill comes out and says that she wants the Mississippi flag changed. You know what? That's Mississippi's business. If y'all want to change your flag, change your flag. If you don't want to change your flag, don't change your flag. But it's got the Confederate flag up in the corner. And Faith Hill's 52 years old, and suddenly she cares about the Mississippi flag being racist. I mean, she didn't have a problem with that when her song Mississippi Girl was climbing the charts. But obviously right now she's woke. So you know, Faith's got to get a little attention. And, you know, it's just like Lady Antebellum changing their deal to Lady A. Listen, if Dixie Chicks was racist to begin with, why'd you name your damn band that? I mean, you didn't know that 25 years ago when you started this stupid group?
Right.
Now it's relevant? And then you got Nancy Pelosi getting up there in front of Congress talking about George Kirby. She can't even get George Floyd's name right. Oh, y'all care. Y'all really care. And then Chuck Schumer slaughtering his name.
Everybody cares about George Kirby.
Somewhere out there, Nancy's butt-chugging vodka talking about George Kirby. Golly, rubber face. And Rolling Stones. Man, just shut up, you guys. California, they want John Wayne Airport renamed. The Dems do. The Democrats do. You remember that? Yeah, that kind of came out, what, it was last year, the year before, where that 1971 interview with Playboy magazine that John Wayne did. And, you know, he said a lot of interesting things in that deal, things that I wouldn't agree with, but he said them. He said, "I don't feel guilty about the fact that 5 or 10 generations ago, these people were slaves." He was talking about, in the context, he was talking about how there weren't many blacks that were being used for parts in Hollywood and stuff. And there was a push to do that. And so, yeah, I mean, he said some racist things, but I mean, the guy's been dead since 79, and they want to change that. So change it, change it, change it. If that'll end racism, change it.
No, if you want to end racism, you got to burn your own community down.
Well, again, I tweeted yesterday, and this is one of those things that people don't get. They want to argue back. And I said, you know, General Sherman burned the entire state of Georgia down, with the exception of Augusta and Savannah. But if burning things down, we're going to end racism. Well, that should have ended it in 1865 right there, 1864, whenever he did that. So burning things, obviously, didn't. People are like, he wasn't burning it because of racism. Yeah, but he was burning it.
Well, and the Civil War wasn't fought because of racism either.
No. So, I mean, you know, stop using this. If the Civil War wasn't about racism, then stop trying to change the Confederate flag. How about that? But in the flip side, you'll say it's all about racism because that's what, anyway, I know, I can hear you, but that's what they operated under for years after that, in persecution and lynching blacks and blah, 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 blah. Oh, I get it, but burning stuff down doesn't change anything. You can tear down all the monuments. You can change all the flags. You can take Woodrow Wilson's name off the school in Yale. Was it Yale or Princeton? Yale. Yale. Was it Princeton or Yale? Fact check me on that. But talking about Yale is a school that was funded and founded on the use of slave trade money, right? The guy that, the man whose name was Yale was a slave trader. Princeton, thank you. I thought it was Princeton. So they're taking Woodrow Wilson off, which Woodrow Wilson's probably the worst president the United States has ever seen. Barack Obama ain't far. Alcoholic Ulysses Grant ain't far either. But Woodrow Wilson was trash. Born in my hometown of Augusta, Georgia. Little piece of trivia right there. But everybody's like, we got to take care of, we got to get the Woodrow Wilson name off. Because he was a racist. He was a racist, just like LBJ. You Democrats tend to do that, right? You know what else Woodrow Wilson started? The Federal Reserve and the federal income tax. So let's get rid of those two.
Yeah, bank tax is racist. I'm not paying.
Income tax is racist, folks. Federal Reserve, racist. We're getting rid of all of that stuff.
Okay.
How you like me now? How you like me now? How you like me now? The Treaty of Versailles, racist. We're still at war. World War One.
That wasn't a Stones tune, was it?
I don't know who sings that. How you like me now?
You just sing it like Mick.
How you like me now?
You don't have to pay any royalties.
Yeah. So you're going to change names. Going to end racism, man. Well, just remember, Ken and Karen Chadbro protect their home in St. Louis. Booger finger on the bang bang trigger. We'll be right back. I love this story. Louisiana man.
Yeah.
Louisiana man. This is my guy right here. He's busted for swimming in Bass Pro Shops aquarium. Look at him there. Hey, he's in the, I mean, this guy.
He's doing what we all thought about doing.
I mean, what? Who possesses a dude?
No, he's not naked.
Somebody bet him.
I mean, who just, look at him. You wonder, did he fall in?
No, he
no, he dude. Jumped in, swam across, and ran out. Did deal. 26 years old, Kevin Wise. He took a surreptitious dip Thursday. They're in Bossier awesome. City. Of course it was Bossier City.
That'd be the
fully
closest
clothed.
That'd be the closest I'd ever get to a 12-pound bass right there.
Right? Climbs what? Out, and he makes a run for it. So another customer filmed the whole thing. So they gave him a citation. He was arrested after returning to the store, released with a citation to appear in court. Good for you, Kevin. Good for you, Kevin. Sacha Baron Cohen, who makes me laugh, but he's a jerk. He goes to a right-wing event in Washington, and he poses as a country singer. You know, he's done this several times. Like, he went to the rodeo in, was Borat, right? He goes into the rodeo, and he tries to sing the national anthem, and they were ready to cut his throat, right, because he was screwing it up. And you can make fun of rednecks, but don't cross them, right? Don't cross them. They know that a cadaver dog can't smell below 12 feet. They know that a pig will leave nothing behind. They understand what sulfuric acid does on a human body. And they have the 55-gallon drums to take care of business. So just don't cross rednecks. And I know you want to make fun of them, but you know that whole country boy can't survive thing that Hank Williams Jr. sang years ago? He meant it. They can grow their own food. They do have their shotguns. There's no place they can't drive. And they will take care of business if you F with them. They might not know your fancy book learning, but I promise you.
Surprisingly, they can cook meth, too.
That ain't biscuits they're cooking.
That's complicated science.
Which, that's science.
Yeah.
Or as Aaron Paul says, science, bitch! For those of you, what's that meth show? Breaking Bad?
Breaking Bad.
So Sacha Baron, he gate crashed. He goes in there. We got video of it. Hang on, don't show it yet. But he was singing the song, and he had the crowd chanting back, like, you know, recalling. about liberals getting chopped up or injected with the Wuhan flu. And so he goes out there and tricked organizers of Saturday's event by the three percenters. Y'all ever seen the Roman numeral three on these stickers or T-shirts or whatever, the three percenters, which is a militia group. Basically, you don't mess with those guys. He produced a last-minute big money donation in order to get in there. Show a little bit of it, Candice. Obama, what we gonna do? Inject him with the flu. Inject him with the flu. Come on. Hillary Clinton, what we gonna do? Knock her up like we used to do. Like we used to do. Let's talk about Bush. All right, there you go. There you go. So he was singing. What he was singing
in the
there.
Texas music scene, by the way.
Yeah.
Do we have the footage of them rushing the stage and throwing him off stage?
Yeah, they rushed the stage. He was wishing the same for quote sushi eaters, and worse for the Chinese people, singing they should nuke them up like World War II.
Mm.
What he was singing there, Hillary Clinton, what are we gonna do? Lock her up like we used to do. And he was talking about Bill Gates, Microsoft. His manhood was, I make that joke all the time. Anyway, so, I mean, my thing there is, who's the actual racist in this? The people who were at their own event, minding their own business, or the jackass who got up there singing those words? I mean, and making jokes out of it. Who's the actual
and
racist?
They all sing
here?
Along. I was almost singing along. Not on purpose.
It's
just
catchy.
It sounded like Wagon Wheel almost.
They thought they were singing along. You can't understand what the hell he's saying.
But
anyway.
If you really listen to it, they really weren't singing along. There were a couple of people who were, they were kind of joking. They were laughing.
No, and then
it.
They threw him off stage.
And then they went and got his ass. So anyway, thanks for the publicity. Can't wait for the video of me throwing Cohen off the stage. So, you know, there you go. Yeah. I mean, people are, you know, how many times I don't pay attention to what Steve Helms is singing when I go to one of his
there's
shows.
There's so many music jokes in my head right now that I want to say it so bad.
Come on. Try one.
Oh, if Jason Isbell had cut it, Hollinger played on the ranch.
Oh, 95.9 The Ranch. Yeah, if Jason Isbell had sung that song, Shane Hollinger would be playing it all afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry, they're not watching this show.
Care never me playing Steve Helms again.
I don't either. I love what you said on Twitter the other day. Who are we talking about? The Dixie Chicks or whatever? And you were like, if it were Sturgeon, I mean, if it was Isbell or Chris Stapleton.
Or Sturgill. Or
Sturgill Simpson. Yeah. You're like, oh, they'd be
Tyler
playing
Childers.
That around the clock.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. It's... That's a whole other subject for me.
That's a whole other deal.
All these Texas artists need spins and money right now, and we're playing all these guys that are worth $10 million in Americana on our local radio station.
I hear you.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
I hear you. Fauci says that coronavirus vaccine may not lead to herd immunity. Shocker. Yeah, you go back and look at Fauci. I mean, he's got one interview where he's like, I recommend that people not wear masks. And then a little while later... You know, masks just don't work. They don't make sense in this situation. Then later on, you got to wear the masks. Fauci's a joke.
I think the masks are more about making you feel better or something. How you feel.
It's a placebo in a lot of ways. It's a placebo. I'm sorry, folks. I'm sorry. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. But when I go in a store crowded with people and you're holding your mask on tighter, that to me is just a parody of what you're doing. It's a parody of your own self. You're holding this thing on, by the way, with manicured fingers, which tells me you've been to the nail salon, right? I won't go there, but...
I was in a barbecue place yesterday, and they asked us to wear the mask, and so I pull my gator up that says, Make America Great Again.
Yeah.
But all the people in there wearing theirs under their nose, people behind the counter and stuff like that, I'm like...
It's a chin guard.
Yeah. We're a parody. I mean, I don't barbecue, mind it because it hides my Texas. Double chin. But we've become a parody of ourselves at this point. We really have. And if you think that's doing some good, and I'm watching these people, they get out and they take like 10 minutes outside the car to make sure their kids are getting their masks on. And it's like you guys are prepping to go to war or something over these masks. And then you go in there, you're not even wearing them right.
you're so worried about it going to the store, then order the shit online.
Yeah,
they'll deliver
don't
it to your front
go
door.
To the store.
They'll deliver it to your front door.
Right. Don't go to the store. Don't go to the store. You don't need beaver nuggets. You don't need the beaver nuggets
hey,
from Bucky's.
We all need beaver nuggets, man.
I know. Do you know how much Bucky's, I heard over the weekend, you know how much Bucky's makes off of beef jerky every month? A month. $1.2 million on their beef jerky.
It's $19.99 a pound.
That's a lot of math.
Maybe hey, it's more than that.
My daughter.
I'd be like $40 a pound.
Listen to Natalie.
My daughter wanted to be cool and wear one of the masks in. I was like, okay. So she goes in. We go in the grocery store. She bought some candy or something. Came back out, got in the car, took the mask off, grabbed the bag of candy, opened it with her teeth. After she took this.
Yeah.
And she just all over. I went, well, I don't think it was effective.
Yeah. You want to know the nastiest thing right now is your cell phone. Your cell phone. You put it up against your face. You set it down where people's germs have been. Now, I understand that they've said that mostly off of surfaces, you're not getting coronavirus. But still, I don't care if it's coronavirus or not. This phone is the nastiest freaking thing you own.
Oh, I've seen some of the pictures in Natalie's phone. It's really nasty.
Super nasty. Some of the stuff she sends me. But, I mean, you get behind this case and stuff, and you just look at all the dirt you can see that are in there. It's a Petri dish. And y'all are worried about me wearing a mask.
If you look hard enough, you'll find anything you want.
Yeah.
On your phone? That's what she said.
Yes.
All right, we'll be right back. Country singer Chase Rice, he's under fire for holding a concert in Tennessee Saturday night. Fans went maskless. They neglected to social distance. Hundreds, if not thousands, of people watched Rice perform at the Brushy Mountain State Penitentiary.
Yes.
Which is a former prison turned museum and concert venue about 150 miles from Nashville. There's that. I mean, people are going to...
A face mask is the last thing you need to worry about in prison.
Well, they ain't in prison anymore, but you're right.
Other country singers are blasting him, though,
yeah, too. They're jumping his ass, but you know what? A Mississippi girl don't change her ways unless a flag is all about race.
He tried. He tried. It tried. Almost rhymed.
That's right on the spot, man. My parodies. There we are. There we are, folks. That's America. That's how you live in it. I will tell you. That's what we're living in. There is a statement coming out of Austin. Austin Mayor Steve Adler has sent out a message. It's from the Austin Police Association. We find it very concerning that we are starting to have officers test positive from COVID-19 at an alarming rate. What do most of them have in common? What would y'all think?
Chasing people down the street.
They've been working the protests/riots with people yelling, screaming, and spitting in their faces. It's time for elected officials to call this behavior out. Why does our mayor preach COVID safety for the community, but he ignores the protesters, putting his employees and their families at risk? I said that was from Austin Mayor. It's to Austin Mayor Steve Adler. And that is from the Austin Police Association. Come on, folks. If you care about the right things.
Mm-hmm.
PartyFoulPub.com, SteveHelmsBand.com, at NatalieWoods22 on social media, at WatchChad. Follow me on Parler. Go to watchchad.com. It's where all the fun stuff is. We got a lot of interesting things going on. And then, of course, go to blazetv.com/Chad. Register for an entire 12 months at a reduced annual rate plan that you're going to love, and you'll get the full encyclopedia of all things Blaze TV. For the Puppet Master Mark, Candice, the Queen of the Ethiopians, and the Party Foul Pub Shenanigans, I want to say... God bless the Fact Pack. You know who you are. We love all you guys. God bless you. Thanks for watching. Remember, in a world where things have gone crazy, Ken and Karen are there. Yeah. Talk to you next time. Bye.